tapping at the buttons. He remained focused on the screen, but he looked worried as the news anchor's voice grew more urgent. As the news report blared from the television, the tension in the room was palpable. Agent Muff stood frozen at the doorway to her office. Her eyes were wide and her hand clutched tightly to the door frame, knuckles turning white. She appeared agitated, her mind racing with the implications of the breaking news. Meanwhile, Agent Silva, Alexander, and Professor Singh were walking toward Agent Smuff's office when the report caught their attention. Their pace slowed to a halt, and they turned in unison towards the television, eyes glued to the screen. Agent Silva's jaw clenched, his fists balled up tightly at his sides. Alexander's eyes narrowed, a deep frown forming on his face. Professor Singh's mouth hung open in shock, his eyes darting from the television to Agent Smuff and back again. Despite the stillness of their bodies, the emotions and movement of everyone in the agency were evident on their faces, and their postures and expressions conveyed their worry and concern. Sarah, the news reporter, was sharing news footage coming in not only from Bayport but also from the surrounding towns. She asked the journalist John, who was in the field, "What's going on?" "This is chaos." John shook his head, "It's a cyber attack. The power grids are failing, and communication networks are going down. People are being cut off from the outside world, and panic is spreading like wildfire." Karen, their colleague who was also reporting from Bayport, interrupted, "It was the strangest thing this morning. Suddenly, in some areas, the power flickered and then went out, plunging entire neighborhoods into darkness. Phones and computers stopped working, leaving people stranded." Sarah leaned forward, "This is unprecedented. How did it get to this point?" John replied, "The situation looks premeditated. A plan which clearly has been building for weeks. Last week's conspiracies of a potential cyber attack are starting to prove true, and now we're seeing the consequences. The entire nation is going to be plunged into darkness if the responsible authorities don't act fast." Karen added, "The attacks are escalating. With the power grids failing and communication networks going down, the economy will eventually grind to a halt." Sarah's face paled. "This is a disaster. What can be done?" John spoke up, "The government has not yet declared a state of emergency, but it may be necessary. We need to rally the experts and come up with a plan fast." Karen nodded in agreement, "Indeed. We need to act quickly before it's too late." As the staff in the National Cybersecurity Agency watched the chaos unfold on the screen, Agent Smuff knew that this was a story that would go down in history. She would have to do everything in her power to ensure this moment would make not break her career. The once bustling streets near the port were now unrecognizable as cars sat motionless, their drivers frustrated and honking their horns in vain. Trucks carrying containers of goods to the harbor were at a standstill, their drivers anxiously checking their phones for updates on when the power would be restored. But as the minutes turned into hours, it became clear that this was not just a temporary outage. Meanwhile, in the Applegate Memorial Hospital, the sound of beeping machines was replaced by a haunting silence. Nurses and doctors frantically worked to keep their patients alive, manually pumping air into their lungs and relying on flashlights to see the vital signs on their monitors. The lack of power meant that life-saving equipment like respirators and dialysis machines were no longer functioning. The urgency in their voices was palpable as they called for backup generators and prayed for help to arrive soon. Despite the chaos and uncertainty, there was a sense of determination among the people of Bayport. Neighbors checked on one another, offering help and support in any way they could. As the hours passed and the situation only grew dire, the community banded together, determined to survive and overcome this crisis.